Okay, so can you introduce yourself for us?
Hi, my name is Rosario McCultum. Sorry, I only took one semester of Latin, so I don't know if I pronounced that right.
Yes, I've been there. I took it in high school, so.
You might know me, I guess, as a niche internet micro celebrity because I'm the person that always draws that one guy. And that's been my legacy so far.
We all need that one person. Yes,
We all need a digital monk in our lives.
do. So when did you first start drawing?
I think like most other artists, I began as soon as I could hold a pencil, pretty much. I've always just really liked drawing. I figured I was decently good at it and it made me happy, so I just kept going.
That's what
Never
matters.
really stopped. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing.
I can only draw stick figures, so
But that's okay.
yeah.
Any creativity.
Yes.
Good.
Who is your fa who was your first character that you created?
My first character, I would say in elementary school, I had little stories that I like to write. So I guess those would be my first characters per se.
What
She
about
was a little
art-wise?
bit. I think in middle school. So, okay. This is a long story and this is going to trigger some people who know what I'm talking about,
Oh
but
gosh.
I began by starting my art career, I guess, my art hobby career, posting online on this little app called Drawcast. And
Oh, I know it,
for those of you who know what Drawcast is, I'm sure you're probably having like a That's So Raven like flashback, like
Yes.
war memories. It was crazy. I don't exactly know what year that was that I would have joined, but I think I was in like middle school, maybe like sixth or seventh grade. So I started out drawing like Gravity Falls fan art.
Oh gosh.
That was the beginning.
Oh
That was the beginning of the end.
I mean for me it was Frankenstein fan fiction, so
Actually.
I'm still up on Wattpad, but listeners, please do
Oh
not search for that. I'm not saying the title
my
for my sake.
No, my Wattpad has been purged. It's gone forever.
okay, good. Good.
Y'all stay safe
Yeah,
though.
yes, please do. Do not enter the Wattpad universe.
Anyway, I used to draw on Drawcast, and so I would post it online because they had a little niche community there. And yeah, my first character, I don't even want to mention her name,
Oh
but
gosh.
she was very much like a Mary Sue, all powerful being, very quirked up, very silly. So those were the dark days, I would say.
The days it all began.
I think I've gotten better at writing characters and drawing them, hopefully. So,
Okay, so what inspires you to create your characters?
when I was, well, let me start over. In 2020, that was when I was a freshman in college. So I wanted to get out there and meet people. So I joined a D&D club. And I happened to meet a group of really cool people, like right from the get-go. And the DM was pretty cool. He was a senior, I think. So he was older than us. And the story that he wrote for his campaign, like the way that he DM'd the story itself, the characters, I just like really enjoyed his style. So after that, he graduated, of course. And then my group was like, well, who's gonna DM? And then I was like, maybe I could, maybe I could give it a try. So at that point, I had to write the campaign. So I was like basically just throwing in everything that I enjoy. Like, not that I wasn't trying to cater it towards other people too, but I was really just focusing on like, what appeals to me? If I had to make an entire fantasy world, I like somewhat low magic. I like little bits of Catholicism, Catholicism based things. So, and then I was like, I wanted to make it something simple to start out with. So I decided it would be a sort of murder mystery that progressed into something a lot more sinister and on a much larger scale. So that's what got me started with creating my current narrative. And that's definitely what inspired all of the characters that I've created since. I think Ayumi is a little bit older. She predates the game. I think I made her in like 2016 or 2017, but she's been kind of like, I don't know, like her story has changed a lot over the years, but I think it's at a point where I'm happy with it. So
That's good.
she's the oldest, she's the veteran OC, and then everyone since has been made for the game. But yeah. And I've been DMing ever since. It's
That's
been
good.
really
I do
fun.
D&D occasionally, so
Oh yeah, do you DM?
no.
Oh.
As we would just be running in circles, so and it would never end. My friend had a campaign that lasted for like 4 years, and then it's still going on, so
Wow. That's impressive. See, I've wondered like if I'm capable of like making a narrative that's long, that is that long, but I think my area where I can kind of like shine, I guess, is in like a short form. Like my campaigns, I think the longest one has been the one with Aegon, and that one started for me like just to kind of test the waters with a different style of DMing. And so that one lasted, I think, since basically like January to maybe like August or something. So that was the longest campaign. Most of them only last a semester because I like to keep the narrative short for the sake of my friends and how the semesters go at college, you know?
Yeah.
So
Can you describe your creative process?
it's probably not super interesting. I mean, usually I'll just have an idea in my head. I like to listen to, you know, music or something to maybe get a little bit inspired. I've been, do you ever have like a playlist of songs that's like, this would be really sick as an animatic or like an AMV or something? And so you just like put on that playlist to get inspired. You see the
I have
vision.
like playlists where I pretend I'm in a music video, but
Exactly.
yeah.
So then it's like music that gets the creative juices flowing. So then after that, I'll usually feel inspired enough to like make something. I have to kind of be able to see it in my mind first. I feel like drawings that I can't like visualize don't really go anywhere. I don't know. That sounds
Yeah.
pretentious, but like it's just way easier if I know what I'm doing. So
Yeah.
then I pretty much do all of my art digitally. I don't really feel like I like how my art looks when it's on paper. So I will just do all of it in Procreate. I use my little pixel brush, which I was surprised to see that that's kind of become my like,
Signature trademark.
yeah, like a signature
Yeah.
trademark, because that also just goes back to DrawCast, because when they released DrawCast 2, the upgraded version or whatever, it was a square brush. So that's like seriously the only type of brush that I feel like I can draw with. It's kind of like people are like, oh, I love experimenting with new brushes. I'm like, I literally can't. I don't know why. But yeah, so I'll draw with the pixel brush and then I'll do the line art. Or actually, before I do the line art, I like to lay down some colors and I'll use a bunch of like blending modes and like try to come up with interesting like gradient maps, and I'll just literally like go crazy with adjusting it. And I think that's been working. I feel like my art before I started doing that is kind of bland, but now I like where it's at.
That's good.
Yeah, I like I seriously am just kind of like silly, and I didn't know those existed. So before, I guess, like I don't know, the past few months. I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not like the most talented, knowledgeable artist on the planet, but I do what I do. And so after that, I'll lay down some colors until I like how it looks, and then I'll do the line art, and then I'll do the coloring. And if I'm feeling really ambitious, then I'll do the shading after that. But honestly, that's like not required for me because I hate shading. So,
What does your artwork represent? The
well,
deep
you know,
questions.
it's kind of like a look into my like dark twisted mind. No, I'm just kidding. It's honestly just like whatever I feel like drawing. I think it's really fun to just have like a character that I can draw as many times as I want and as crazy as I want. And I think like, I don't know, I don't feel super obligated to branch out. And I think that's like a trap that like a lot of online artists are falling into where they feel like they have to draw certain things in order to get attention. But like, honestly, I feel like we should all just get more comfortable with creating whatever we want to create and not worrying about like trying to get an audience that ultimately will leave us. You know what I mean? Because like, I think we all know like if someone follows you for fan art and then you start posting stuff that you really like to post, like a lot of people will probably unfollow and it's gonna hurt. And I've been there. So it's like, I think like especially for online digital artists, like just post what you love and don't worry about trying to get a huge audience because there are definitely going to be people out there who love what you do and don't need to see like anything else.
Can you tell me, I know you said earlier that you're not much of a like a pencil paper person, but can you tell me about like what your favorite medium is for pencil and paper? Or
maybe like notebook paper with a mechanical pencil.
yes,
I don't
that's me. Preach. I can't do anything else.
know. I used to get you know, nicer pencils like charcoals and stuff like that as gifts because it's
Oh
like,
yes.
oh, you're an artist
Yeah,
here.
no, literally. Like that's what my parents are like, "Oh, you like art? Here." I'm like, I don't know what half of these t tools are.
Yeah.
Why are you giving this to me?
I have like Copic markers that have been rotting in a drawer for, I don't know, at least 5 years. It's like I can't really pretend to be like a greater artist than I am. I stick to digital.
Yeah, everyone has their own thing, so
Yeah. I don't fuck with like colored pencils. I don't fuck with Copics. Sorry if I'm not allowed to curse.
no, you're fine, I'll bleep it out. Or will I? In your opinion, how is art important to society?
I think in the digital age, art would be important because I think it's honestly more about like the freedom to express yourself. Like I'm steering this question in a way where it might not have been intended, but now I'm thinking about it, like I think a lot of people are scared to post cringe
Oh
these
gosh,
days.
yes.
But like ultimately, like I don't know, there's an audience for everything. And
There
like
is. Yeah.
and it's like it's not even surprising these days that like there is an audience for, I don't know, a monk with a bob cut who worships the sun god. Like I don't know. There's an audience for everything. So
I've seen your fan base. They're very, very worshiping.
I love my little Marcionites. I love the cult.
I am now officially part of the cult. I'm interviewing the cult. So,
Interviewing the cult leader.
interviewing the cult leader.
No,
how can your fans support you?
that's a good question. I think just on Instagram, my username, wait, I probably am already taking the question wrong. On Instagram, my username is Rosario McCultum, one word, no spaces, no underline, or
No
not underline, no
capitals.
underscore.
No
Yeah.
capitals. Yeah.
I post art elsewhere, but I mean, if you want the lore, you'll have to go to Instagram because
Okay.
I literally cannot be bothered to put it
You're not writing a haunt house story like on Wattpad.
No, like literally, I'm not putting my stuff on Toy House. More power to you people that can do that. But like, it's already on
Yes.
Instagram and there it will stay.
Yes. Well, that already answered my next question, which is what are your socials so my listeners can check out your art? But you already
I
answered
guess.
that.
Okay. Wait, going back, I thought the support was like me thinking you meant something else.
Oh, it
If
happens. No worries.
you want to support me, I did open up an imprint shop. So
Woohoo.
if you want Marcian to live in your home forever and always be looking at you at any given moment, then
Create a shrine.
you can go.
A
You can go
shrine.
on imprint. It's the same username as Instagram everywhere else.
Yes.
So the support would be welcome. I think if I sell enough prints, then I would consider making like custom keychains and stuff to sell maybe this summer. If the business stays good, if I see that people are interested, but
I'm
the support is
interested. I just can't
welcome.
afford it.
No, that's totally fair. I fully realize that my audience is like mostly people who are in high school. So,
Oh,
y'all, save your money. You don't need to be giving your tithes to the church. Like, but
tithing.
if you feel it in the goodness of your heart, I would like to be able to like use the money so I can work on like more important pro or not important per se, but like think about doing things that are more ambitious.
Okay, so what is your favorite piece of art that you've made and why?
I think, hold on, let me pull up my little profile. My first thought was immediately the Folie à deux or whatever. I don't speak French. I'm so sorry, French people. Okay, wait, actually I'm not. But yeah, I think that one was my favorite because I put a lot of effort into it, and it was definitely the most ambitious thing I've ever done. And I cranked that thing out in like a week, I want to say. So I was like fiending to work on it, and it turned out really nice, I think. So I'm still proud of it when I look at it. And I think it got way more recognition than maybe it actually deserved. Like, y'all went a little crazy with the, because I put it in that like, what does my art taste like
Oh
thing,
yeah, I've seen that.
which is a compilation of a lot, but like that was the cover for it, so y'all really like that one, so that makes me happy.
Okay, and the most important question. Are you ready?
I have a feeling I know what
Oh
it's
gosh. You
going
already know. Pickles or cucumbers, and why?
to be. Well, I don't like pickles really
Oh
outside of
my
like putting them
gosh.
on a hamburger. So
Canceled, canceled. No, I'm just kidding.
the great Rosario McCultum canceled for not eating pickles again. I don't know what to say. I like cucumbers in a salad.
I do too. I don't believe, yeah. So that
I
works. That's an
think
acceptable answer. I shall accept that. Uncanceled, uncanceled.
I'll tell you, Marcian probably likes both of them a lot.
Yes. Does he like the
So,
sweet or sour ones? Pickles.
I'm sure he probably likes both, but maybe not as sweet because
Yeah,
you
I'm the
have to
same
like
way. I can't
abstain
stand
from
sweet pickles. I'm sorry.
it.
I've said that
Most.
like almost all the episodes of my podcast. Just tr shows my true hatred for sweet pickles.
He's got to abstain from things that are too sweet because, sweetness is like tempting, so
Yes.
it's sinful.
Like, hearing that from the cult leader, jeez.
Yeah. This is canon now.
Was an honor interviewing you.
Thank you for having me on. This was fun.
No
My first
problem.
radio broadcast.
Yes, well, it's not really radio, but yeah, I know what you mean. And to my listeners, if you hear like random things clattering in the background, that's my dog.
If you hear random things clicking from me, that's a pen. So,
We've been
pens that I don't use to draw. Yeah.
fidget pens. All right, it was nice talking to you.
All right. Have a
Bye-bye.
good one. Blessings, everyone.